Hey, it's Robert Rudlick here. In this program, I want to talk to you about how to power up your vitality. Women going through divorce often forgo their own health and well-being to take care of others. You know, they often find themselves in trouble when the divorce is over. In fact, studies show that 39% of women after divorce live with chronic pain, and many are overweight and depressed. The emotional and the physical are so linked together, and you don't have to fall victim to these statistics. You are or can be in control of your future if you take actions that count. In this program, I'm going to address many aspects of your physical health so you can consciously make decisions about how to take care of yourself and to empower yourself with being able to take care of yourself. If you have kids, you're going to be a role model and you're going to lead your family to a new level of health and happiness. In the fog of divorce, oftentimes, you know, you lose track of taking care of yourself and doing some of the basic things, eating well, taking supplements, exercise. But there's also a whole nother family of tools that I call self-care. And these are some things that I'm going to teach you. And we're going to talk about using tools such as foam rollers and stretch balls and elastic bands to care for yourself and in a way that's both effective and time efficient. I've been in the health and wellness industry for over 25 years, and I've been putting programs together for people for just about that long. Something that I found in working with women going through divorce or anybody going through a tough situation is one of the first things that goes is exercise. The next thing that goes is their diet, and in comes the junk food. And then third, and sometimes you've never even started this, but a good supplement program. So I've put together some of these pieces and presented it to you in the PDF file that you have in front of you. I want you to make sure that you don't lose focus of yourself. Now, we've talked about this and we will talk about it in the future, you know, how to take care of yourself, putting yourself on your own calendar, you know, making sure that you have time for yourself. But the first and most important thing you need to do is to take care of your physical body. It would be like a race car driver getting into a car that's been poorly maintained. So you're going to have a lot of demands on yourself. You're going to have a lot of demands on your time. And for you to keep up with it and not get overwhelmed, because if you physically get overwhelmed, you automatically are emotionally overwhelmed. Where if you've got the physical stamina and strength to push through an 8, 10, 12-hour day along with all the other stresses involved, the sense of overwhelm won't creep up on you so quickly, if at all. One of the things that I've done is I put together a supplement program. Now, as you get older, your body becomes less and less efficient. That's just a part of aging. I believe in taking in nutrient-dense, low-calorie foods because they make a high impact on you. It's much more cost-effective, and it's time-efficient. So I've made some recommendations here on some of the basic supplements that will really keep you healthy, like fish oils, probiotics, vitamin D3, a good multivitamin. Now, if you don't have a program like this right now, and you don't have a religious belief against it or anything like that, get this down and start now, because it's really going to make an impact on you. And I've seen it throughout all of my clients. Second, I want to go back to your food. When you're on the run, when you're working hard, when you're stressed out, your body craves sugar. Junk food is everywhere. Junk food's convenient. So what I want you to do is I want you to pre-think how you're going to feed yourself during the days. And one of the ways that I do this myself is that I have two shaker jars and I make two shakes in the morning while I'm eating my breakfast and I throw them in my bag. And then throughout the day, I have two meals that are more nutrient dense, low calorie, and cost effective than if I were to go out and even eat off of a salad bar. So this is a great way for you to really keep your vitality up, your strength up, also to keep your stress levels down, because when your body is starving for nutrients, and especially B vitamins and certain other types of nutrients, your neurotransmitters start to get off and you start to get moody, you start to get low blood sugar. You're not at your best. So the supplements are just that. Supplements are used to supplement for the nutrition that you're not getting in the food that you eat. And face it, today it's getting more and more difficult to get the nutrients we want in our food without overeating. Lastly is exercise. And you know, I look at exercise two ways. There's exercise to build you up, and then there are exercises to take care of yourself. Things like foam rollers, stretch balls, stretching. These are things that you can do to help really take care of yourself during this period of time of high stress. All of these things lower your stress, number one. But number two, they also help to build you up. And emotionally, the result is confidence, self-esteem, and your self-image goes up as well. All of these things suffer as you go through divorce. I want to make sure that with this program that you take a look through here and you incorporate as much as possible. Now, I just had somebody recently come in and I was starting to work with her and she was already in overwhelm. And when she looked at that, she went, oh my God, I can't do this. It's just too much. What I said to her is I said, let's just do one thing at a time. And this is what I'm recommending to you. Start with the supplements. Take a look at, if you're already taking supplements, see if you've got any gaps in your supplement program. And if you do, fill them in. If you don't, move on to exercise. Make sure that you're getting exercise at least 3 days a week. One thing I recommend is group exercise because now you've got the energy of others to help pick you up. And lastly is the self-care. Now the self-care is something that you can pick up on your own or you can go to YouTube or take some of the suggestions that I've gone through here, but it's so empowering when you can take care of yourself. It's also very cost effective. In the exercise section, I want to speak to something I call pushback. And it's in the resistance part of the recommendations. To me, resistance training is one of the most important things that you can do to really prepare yourself to go through this divorce and really come out ahead. This is where you're going to gain the most benefits, such as stress reduction, releasing aggression, getting stronger, therefore more confident. Also, changing the shape of your body while losing fat. For women going through divorce, it's the ability to push back against the weight that produces the unexpected and surprising benefits. One of the biggest benefits is being able to push back when you're being bullied or when you're being pressured. My recommendation is getting a trainer and having him set you up with a program that you can do either at home or at the gym, and to plan to spend a minimum of 2 days a week doing resistance training. You're going to see results that will absolutely amaze you.